Today our topic is about global warming. What exactly is global warming and what is making people see it as a hoax? Global warming is indeed seen as a hoax, but why though? Even though global warming is a hoax, it's a serious topic that needs to be fixed soon before it gets too late. Global warming is seen as a hoax to many people, but do people know that global warming is a hoax not only because of nature but also because of us? Global warming is coming from the warming of the Earth's climate. Scientists say that global warming is caused by all the disasters dealing with Earth's climates and how it's unchecked. In the articles, International Response to Global Warming, it will go in detail about certain groups formed to help global warming. In the article, The Environment, it will go into details about certain events that Earth has taken due to global warming and it has been seen as a hoax because of them. My thoughts on global warming is that it's indeed a topic that is left unannounced and is making the world lose its beauty due to the problems and is getting worse over the years. Now that we introduced the topic of global warming, let's go into some more background knowledge about the topic of global warming before we start discussing the articles that we found backing up this research of why global warming is seen as a hoax. People and scientists say that global warming is getting worse over the years due to the rise in Earth's temperatures. The rise in Earth's temperatures are increasing leading events like ice caps, biosphere 2 from being created, Earth summits, and other events that will be discussed in later articles. The issue and national debate about global warming is that it will take a group in order to fix this problem from it getting worse instead of just standing there. Global warming is one of the world's greatest problems right now. If global warming keeps up at the rate it's at, it could put Earth at international damage. Our plans of action with helping global warming can vary. There will be certain groups in order to help global warming, and we have to take steps in our daily lives to help lower Earth's temperature. Now that we discussed all the background and introduced the topic of global warming, let's get into articles that discuss what global warming is and the events that are making it seen as a hoax. Our first article is Global Warming and Climate Change, brought to us by Gale Ascendry Company, and they published the article in 2019. In the article, it goes in detail about the effects of global warming. Global warming raises Earth's temperature overall by only a few degrees. But even if it's just a few degrees, it can cause tremendous damage to Earth. The data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the average global temperature between the years 2015 and 2017 was a 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit higher than the 10 years earlier. That may not be seen as a huge difference, but that 1.8 degrees Fahrenheit can cause more damage to Earth than meets the eye. Climate change and global warming refer to weather conditions, and in the long run, weather from day to day can change due to global warming. After that first article, we are now going to be going into detail about the certain events and some of the events that occurred due to global warming and could have been easily prevented if we kept our global warming temps at a low. In the next article, The Environment, written by Judith S. Bogman, which was published in 2001. It was an older document, but it had tons of events that backed up why global warming is seen as a hoax. During the 1990 time period, global warming was one of the biggest concerns during that time to public and scientists. Global warming during this time caused upcoming events that could have been prevented if global warming stayed under control. Our first event is Arctic ice cap occurred in October 1997, and scientists surprisingly froze their ship for a year to study the patterns up north. That the ice measured the same as years before, but that's not the scary part that scientists discovered. They discovered that the salt levels in the ocean were so low it could be close to fresh water, not salt water. Our second event is Earth summits. Earth summits occurred in 1992, and it was a meeting of the United Nations Conference which was held. This meeting was held to discuss the Earth's outcome from global warming. They discussed by 2030, they found that pollution and supplying fresh water would be stressed by that year. Lastly, this is kind of a super sad event that occurred, and it's called the Sentinel Frog of a group of 1995. This group consisted of school kids on a field trip for biology, and they came across some frogs. But the sad part was, these frogs did not look like normal frogs due to global warming. Some of the frogs were missing legs, and others just looked plain sick. They soon came out to find it was due to global warming. These events not only back up people's opinions on global warming, but it backs up the view of how global warming is indeed a hoax. Before going into our next article, I wanted to discuss a biosphere 2. This biosphere 2 was a greenhouse that was locked up in order to mimic the Earth's behavior from global warming. They made this to help see how weather was reacting with Earth's temperatures rising. In our next article, International Response to Global Warming, it goes into detail about different groups that were made in order to help global warming. Our first group was Kyoto Protocol of 1996. This was our first international treaty formed for global warming. It was made to help reduce greenhouse gas emissions, which was reduced by 5.2% by 2008 and 2012. The event to take action was the Paris Climate Conference in 2015. This conference was made to replace the Kyoto Protocol as an agreement to reduce carbon emissions and curb global warming. Lastly, the United Nations in 2015 discussed a document in order to help summit the reduction of the greenhouse plan. They said it would reach 2 degrees Celsius temperature, which is hopefully their target goal that they would reach. This article I thought was very interesting with discussing the topic of global warming. It was called Global Warming Debates Get Hotter. This was brought to us by C. Sherbert, published in 2001. This may be an older article, but it represented President Bush's opinion on global warming. In the article, President Bush was going on a trip to Europe when scientists reported the predictions about coming of global warming. President Bush discusses how the National Academy of Sciences will help produce climate change and global warming predictions. The panel conclusion was Earth's temp rose 0.6 degrees Celsius since 1900s. Although this occurred, President Bush still declined the Kyoto Protocol agreement signed in 1997. When President Bush declined the Kyoto Protocol agreement, I feel like it was a bad move since it helped drop global warming temperatures dealing with gas emissions. Our second to last article is called Fragrance Christina, The Future We Choose, Surviving the Climate Crisis. In the article, Christina Fuegues states how global warming is a hoax due to the population's view on it. How global warming is a third major group that is a threat to Earth and could even paralyze Earth, says Christina. She then goes on to state how global warming is put into three different mindsets. The first one is stubborn. Second one is optimistic. Third one is endless abundance. With those three mindsets, it makes you think about how later on Christina states how we need to take a mental look on global warming damage and make a change from there. The last article that will be presented about global warming, it really goes in to show why global warming is definitely a hoax and there's no way of backing out that statement. In the article, Goodbye Because of Global Warming Coverage by Mel Mason, that was published in 2012, it goes straight off the bat to say how global warming is indeed a hoax and how people are all over the world are trying to find answers about global warming through a thing called junk science. Lastly, how people are researching global warming and ways to fix it, they said that they would have more confidence in Mother Nature itself. Wrapping up the topic of global warming and how global warming is a hoax. Through these articles, you definitely saw the different events and groups formed to help global warming because it is definitely a hoax. And if we don't fix it over the next few years, it will still be a hoax, but it could be even worse. Global warming is still happening and is still one of the biggest problems on Earth. We still have a long way to go with discovering a way to fix global warming, but we can start with doing different things discussed in certain articles that we can help fix global warming. Now we just have to find ways to take those steps into outcome of global warming's problem. Do you see global warming as a hoax? And what do you think is needed to fix the problem of global warming?